As psychiatrists and psychotherapists who profess to be able to be of some service to people in distressed states of mind, we cannot expect to be of any help of beyond pulling people back to this side, into this socially reinforced totalitarian, egalitarian, quantitative, dequantified, de-experientialized, dead world where there's no fun or joy or any genuine celebration of anything, because all that is life and science is studying death. Not even death. We can't expect to be of any genuine service to people beyond imprisoning them, locking them up, monitoring them, surveilling them, looking at them, itemizing quantifiable and repeatable, reliable pieces of data, putting it into a computer, getting out arrays of things, giving drugs, giving electric shocks, and this or that or whatnot, and giving depot injections and putting people back, more or less zombified, more or less robotized, back out in the streets, and that's that, and that's a good outcome. We can't expect to do any more than that, because if we're imprisoned in this dreadful mental nightmare ourselves, we can't expect to help other people get beyond it. But there is an open door. There are many open doors. It's an open secret. It's all around, but the dangers of getting out of our enclosed space capsules that we're in, our own straitjackets, our own imposed prisons and reciprocally imposed prisons are quite real. Otherwise, we wouldn't have so many patients. And psychiatrists, I would say, as a profession, are perhaps more afraid of the mind than any other profession. As Adolf Meyer said, the occupational disease of psychiatrists is psychophobia. Psychiatrists, I'm not speaking individually or personally, but characterizing a certain trend within the psychiatric profession is a condition, you might say, of psychophobia, the fear of the psyche, because psychiatrists can see what happens to people whose ordinary ego dissolves to some extent, but who don't find a way of functioning in an integrated manner within our society. In other words, psychiatrists are terrified to become patients because they know perfectly well what happens to a patient. With good reason. All is not lost, all is not... there are, have been waiting for thousands of years, the still small voices of the world's sages who have presented us with access to very simple procedures of which are not excited or violent or alarming, or which are so simple that they're so difficult. The simple is often the most difficult of the lot, and the most despised of the lot. and the least understood of the lot, and the most forgotten of the lot. These terms go under, you might say, the general heading of meditation. And different traditional practices of dissolving this ignorance of the world as it actually is, which ignorance is the both in the Christian tradition, the Judaic tradition, in the Islamic tradition, and in the Hindu and Buddhist traditions, all equate ignorance with what in Christianity is called sin, which is not disobeying the law. As St. Paul says, the law brought sin into the world. The belief in the law is the deepest Christian sin. But you're not taught that at Sunday school. So there are ways and means of remedying this situation insofar as it is within our power to do so, and not forgetting that it all depends ultimately in the end and in the beginning on the grace of God. But nevertheless, there's an old saying that God helps them who helps themselves. Right.